Hey, everybody. And it's Wednesday, then we're ready to begin this day with you. I'm Teresa, here along with my husband, Scott.
Hi, y'all.
And it's time to begin again. Have you experienced a loss that was out of your control? Does it seem like God is far from you? The confusion and anger that can result doesn't have to destroy your faith. As long as you're breathing, you have hope. So we want you to listen to us today so we can help you not give up.
That's right.
And the best book that I think this could be related to in the Bible would be the book of Job in the Old Testament.
Well, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Job, I mean, you know, we encourage you to read the book of Job. And many people don't want to read it because they think, oh, that's depressing, you know. But you need to read all of it and see how Job's faith never wavered. He was having some really rough times. I mean, he lost his kids, lost his marriage, lost his wealth.
His health.
His health. He was covered from head to toe with sores. It was quite an event.
If there was something to lose, he lost it. But he didn't lose his mind.
Yeah. And the thing is, he really hadn't done anything to think, why is he being punished like that? Or, you know, why is he going through that? Well, you have to read the book of Job. But Satan wanted to test somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And God allowed him Job because God knew that Job would not turn from him.
And we all need to remember that these books in the Bible and these stories, they're for us.
That's right.
And to be encouraged by these kinds of things. And when you read the book of Job, at least for me, I didn't feel so bad about my problems.
That's right.
After I read it, but I was encouraged.
Yeah.
And boy, that kind of faith. The book of Job and his faith is kind of like the Proverbs 31 wife. It's like, oh my.
Yeah.
How in the world could someone ever live up to that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got to remember the grace of God always exists for us.
That's right.
And without that, we can't do anything.
That's right.
That seems, beyond our control, beyond our humanness, because that's just it. We're human.
Yeah, and Job, he had that that feeling that God was far from him at times, during this trial he was going through, and confusion, anger. I mean, there's some scriptures in there. I mean, Job is letting God have it.
And you talk about the kind of anger that can build up when stuff starts happening to you and you're like, what did I do? How did I contribute to this? What was my part in this? Tell me so I can correct it.
Yeah.
So it doesn't happen again. I'm totally oblivious. And that may be some of you out there.
Yeah.
Some of you may have lost your job and are scratching your head going, I really thought I was doing my job. Well, you know what you were.
Yeah.
And what's going on was beyond your control in some of these instances.
Yeah, and Job, like you're saying, even though he was going through all these trials, his main problem was during this was he thought God was doing it to him.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've heard that before.
Yeah, God, why are you doing this to me? Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't God.
That's right.
God's the one that's going to rescue him from it. It was the evil one that was putting him through this.
Well, like it goes on to say, are we only going to love and follow and trust God when things are going well?
Yeah.
And that's the real kicker.
Yeah, and you read Job, and he had three supposedly good friends.
Yeah, yeah.
And all they did was tell him, man, what'd you do to have all this happen to you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting away from you, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Who needs friends like that?
Mm.
You know what I mean? You need friends to encourage you, to help you get through these rough times.
And help you to understand, life goes on and it can be even better when you begin again.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And, there's a great scripture in Job chapter 19, 25 through 27. And Job was really talking to God and just asking him, God, can't you remove all this stuff from me? And what he said in this scripture was, but as far as me, I know that my Redeemer lives, and he will stand upon the earth at last. And after my body has decayed, yet in my body I will see God. I will see him for myself. Yes, I will see him with my own eyes. I am overwhelmed by the thought.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Right. Okay.
Hmm.
You're getting a little bit teary-eyed.
Well, God is on our side.
Mm-hmm.
even if we can't see it right now.
I know. Well, that's where our faith comes in.
That's right. That's right. And that's where sometimes confusion comes in and anger comes in because we can't see it.
And you know what, though? Yeah. One of the best parts about this, your prayer life can really go deep.
Well, I'm telling you.
If you read the Psalms in the Old Testament and you read David when he was crying out to God in his prayers and telling him how upset he was and how he really felt, God is close to the brokenhearted.
Yeah.
And he says in his word that he resists the proud and he gives grace to the humble. Mm-hmm. And it takes humility to get down on your face. And let's just start there.
Yeah.
But then to cry out and tell him exactly what you're feeling. He already knows it anyway, as we always say. And when it comes from that heartfelt, gut-level, wrenching seriousness with God, you talk about get his attention. Mm. And once you get to the other side, your prayer life will never be the same. It'll be better than ever.
That's right. You know, it says in Psalms 3:4, I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hill. He wants us to cry out to him. He wants us to laugh with him. He wants to have a relationship with us. Mm-hmm. Okay? And he's not bringing any kind of calamity on you.
Right.
Okay? And
but he can allow it.
But he can allow
it. He can stop. He can do anything he wants to.
Right.
But again, once you get to the other side, you can see once you land there and go, wow, I am not the same person that I was before.
That's right.
And you can't see it when you're in it. We always say that. Mm. But when you get on the other side, you're like, wow, for me, I'm so glad I'm not that other person.
Yeah, you know, honey, it's really encouraging, though. And Job, when Job was a very old man, you know, he passed away. But towards the end of his life, and the big part of the end of his life, God redeemed everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the way the scripture ends was, and Job died, who lived a very long and good life.
Right.
God redeemed it.
That's right.
You know, because of why? His obedience,
mm-hmm.
his faithfulness,
mm-hmm.
all the stuff he went through. He knew there's one thing I'm not going to abandon,
mm-hmm.
and that's my God.
That's right. Well, if you have lost a job, we understand that. I lost a job one time. And I couldn't believe it. Yeah, I really couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
But then I realized before that happened, I had come to terms to the fact that I wasn't supposed to be there anymore.
Mm.
And sometimes I'm moved by circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guilty of that, of not seeing it before it actually happens and taking action, being proactive and doing something before it happens to me.
Yeah.
And I'm really working on that. So when I lost that job, that was the first thing I thought of. You know, it was time for me to go.
Mm-hmm.
And when it actually happened, then I could see his plan start to unfold for me. But until I could close that door, or in this case, once that door was slammed shut, then I could see what was coming next. So anyway, mine was a lot of fear-based and a lot of denial. So, like I'd already mentioned, the writing was on the wall. I just refused to see it.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah. You know, and I'd like to read that scripture about Job becoming an older man and God, how he lived a long life. In Job 42:16, Job lived 140 years after this trial, living to see four generations of his children and grandchildren.
Wow.
Then he died, an old man who had lived a long, full life.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's amazing how much longer they lived back then.
It is.
One of the things they weren't doing is eating all the junk that we eat.
That's for sure.
You know, our bodies were not created, honey, to process food.
I know. Let's go get some ice cream, honey. I'm just joking.
I would love to get some ice cream. In fact, I'm at the point, I ate too much last weekend, and I'm really paying for it right now.
Yeah.
How dare you? How dare you say that to me?
Sorry, honey.
But when you think about how much longer they did live, it's mm-hmm. amazing. They walked everywhere, and they ate things as close to the way God made it.
That's right.
So I don't know why I went there. Are you hungry?
No.
I'm really not either. I guess I was just supposed to say that. Oh, well.
Well, you know what? If you have confusion and anger,
that's not from God.
You know, that's not from God. But you know what he can do is he can redeem everything.
That's all right. And it's okay to work through those emotions. Absolutely. Just don't stay there in them.
Talk to him about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, you know, let him know, you know, God, deliver me from this.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And if there's something I'm doing, you know, let me know so my obedience can increase in your name. You know what? The first thing that you really need to do in order to get away from confusion and anger and have faith is to give your heart to him.
Mm-hmm.
Give your life to him. We want to give you that opportunity right now. And if you've never known Jesus, or if you have and for some reason you've walked away, or if you've been in church for a while and you just realize, you know what, man, I go on Sundays and I need to give my heart to him. Give my whole life to him.
Sincerely.
Yes. Then please pray this prayer with us. Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord, for who you are. Thank you, Lord, for the cross. Thank you for dying for us, rising on the third day to give us a new life and a new beginning. Father God, we know that if, because you tell us, if we ask you to forgive us of our sins, because of the cross, our sins are forgiven. Lord, please forgive my sins. I give you my life. I give you my heart. Today, I declare that you are my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's some Jobs out there. We want you to be encouraged.
Please.
You know, don't stay in the misery of this, okay? You're not by yourself. If something happened that was beyond your control, you're not the only one.
That's right.
It may feel like it, and we certainly know what that's like, but you're not alone.
That's right.
And we want to know if this podcast spoke to you. If you gave your life to Christ, email us at info@livingitup.org.
Mm-hmm.
We would love to rejoice and with you and pray for you. And it encourages us also.
That's right, it does.
To know that we are definitely following God's leading here.
Yeah.
Okay, so as you go along this day or this evening, remember, if you've experienced a loss that was out of control, it may seem like God is far from you, but he's not. Don't let the confusion and the anger that resulted destroy your faith. As long as you're breathing, you have hope. So don't give up. And we hope, having listened to us today, that you're not going to do that.
That's right.
So anyway, start living it up.
While beginning again.
And we will talk to you tomorrow.